We were just talking there. What's that final lyric? Is it, because it sounds like version.
Yeah, but it's one of those ones that I'm still not quite sure, because there's so many songs with crazy lyrics where everybody gets it wrong. I mean, it could be Dijon, could be Virgin, yeah. It could be Virgin.
Yeah, who knows?
It's not, I mean, Dijon otherwise.
Text in if you think you know what that lyric is. 021-RDU-985. If you're particularly good with Salmonella dub, I would love to know, actually. Anyway, your second choice is... Is it Bad Boy or just Bad Boy?
Bad Boy, I guess. Yeah. It's that kind of UK, like, boy, B-W-O-Y, kind of MC kind of style kind of thing.
Bad Boy. You know, yeah. By Crafty Cuts and Gwal. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, the last few years, Gwal's been doing some really cool things. He's out of Spain. Like, the break scene kind of died down for a wee while. It was kind of big when I was coming through as a DJ. He used to play at a place called Concrete Club, spinning the old vinyls, break beats, and New School Breaks was kind of really big around then. And so it's Gwal alongside Crafty Cuts. And I used to play like a lot of Crafty Cuts back then, alongside other artists like Stanton Warriors and Breakfasters, and all sorts of different people. And this was when I was still playing vinyl, before we evolved into like CDJs and MIDI controllers and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
But that's an argument for another day for what people think is best of those.
I was actually going to ask, but I won't.
it's kind of like when you're playing vinyl, people are saying, oh, you should be playing an instrument. When you started playing CDJs, people were saying, oh, you should be playing vinyl, and so on and so
forth. You can never win,
pretty much. So I used to play Crafty Cuts, and I saw that, and he's like doing a track with one of my kind of favorite new artists. So Gwal's from Spain. He's got a label called 83.
Okay.
And he's really started fostering the break scene back into kind of a bit more prominence. Probably more on the new school side, but he does link into Garage, which is very big in Christchurch at the moment. That breakbeat sound is kind of coming back with a jungle, garage, almost that bit of proto jungle as well, which was when jungle first started out, it wasn't as fast. It was like not fast like drum and bass, how it kind of evolved into. It was kind of stripped back, like more 130, 140, like breakbeat. So doing a bit of that. Saw this song and I go, oh, I've got to play it on my show. So I played it on my show, and it's a bit of a banger. It might be will definitely get you up. It's quite a banger for this time of morning.
It's
definitely a Friday drive, because like Friday drive, we're all about building into the weekend. So
Friday drive, Wednesday breakfast, what's the difference?
Hump day.
Yeah, hump day. You need these vibes. Right, anyway, here is Bad Boy by Crafty Cuts and Gwal. Enjoy, guys. Let's get down. All right. Does that take you back?
Yeah, because it's almost a bit of a throwback track with kind of modern elements kind of like chucked in. Definitely reminds me of Concrete Club. And
yeah. So where was that?
On Manchester Street, I think corner of Hereford. Oh, no, corner of Cashel, sorry. It came out of Cashel Mall, didn't it? It's hard to remember, like, where you were and how the city was, yeah. But it was underground, so you actually went downstairs to go to it, which is...
We don't have any of that now. God.
It was kind of cool. It was like, yeah, and because it had windows around the edge, so you could sometimes see the line of people waiting to come in with their feet and stuff like that, and people walking past. And it was definitely the home of breakbeats at that time. And it had cool bands come every now and again, like Minwee. Totally. Minwee was always rocking down at Concrete Club.
Oh, really? Would you say it was like your favourite club, or did you?
Definitely, probably, yeah, number one on my all-time favourite clubs.
Damn, I'm so sad I missed all that. And it's when people like you talk about that stuff, I get real envious. But I just have to accept I'm not that age, you know? It's fine.
Are you trying to say I'm old?
No, I'm trying to say I'm too young. So anyway, 400th show this week. What are all the details?
Well, we kick off at 4, as like we usually do. The show's going to be coming live from 12 Bar.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to come down and like drink some beers and eat some food from Craft Eats outside. I'll be doing all the usuals, classic track, nachos, food things, and track of the week. But you'll be able to see it in person. Yeah, it should be pretty cool. It's free to 6 o'clock. Then from 6 o'clock, it's $5 to get in. We've got DJs all night through to about 11, so it's not too crazy, but it's still six to eleven is still a good 5 hour stretch.
Yeah,
so,
I think that's decent.
And 8 o'clock, $10. So the old push to get you in a tiny bit early and have a bit of fun. Willie Styles, Dreamer. And Becky B.
Oh, hell yeah. Great choices there. Were they honoured to do it?
Yeah.
Cool.
And I told them as well, it's like, I want it to be kind of like the show. I want you playing your favourite tracks.
Yeah, totally.
And you don't need to stick to one genre. You can play multiple different genres. And it should be fun.
And to all our audience out there, make sure you head down to 12 Bar on Friday afternoon. Get there, though, to see some of the live broadcast. I mean, that's it at the end of the day. It's the 400th broadcast of RDU's Friday Drive with Nakoa. Like you said, it's a lot of years to get to 400.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. I'm not sure how much longer I'll last. We'll hit 500, but we'll see how we go.
No, we don't want to... Don't want to hear that. You will hit 500. You'll hit 1,000. We'll see. Anyway, Nakoa, thank you so much for joining me for Guest List this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
The Guest List, brought to your ears by New Zealand On Air.